This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort is back. Man, they do it up over there. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697 gets a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. And then you're in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to experience the Disneyland Resort, including hotel and three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Call now.
Over at promotions going, boy, it sure would be fun to do a live broadcast for Halloween at Disneyland.
Sure would.
The morning show would love that.
Mm.
Promotion said, nope, not on the books. Mm. Have a good one. That was all right.
They're so brusque over there. They don't even try to like soften the landing or anything.
So, damn. No, we're not traveling.
Well, someone is, though. Someone's going down there to check it out. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97.
I can't believe it.
What? What's the matter?
The first thing I was going to do, and she's not there.
Oh, Yuzi, come back.
Is tonight her the Eagles?
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tonight's Big Brother.
Well, she doesn't care about
that.
But
I do so much.
I need to know if our Yuzi's going to be out late tonight.
Yeah.
So she won't be.
She gave John a list of songs from the Eagles to learn when we were on the boat last week. He knows a few Eagles songs. He was playing her. So she kept yelling out. He goes, I never even heard of that one.
She's well, learn back. It,
she's
John. Back.
I know. So she's like, learn it.
What are you asking?
We're just wondering about the Eagles. That's all. Because I know you're going tomorrow.
I was
going to
ask you if the show was tonight. And the kids said, no, it's tomorrow
night. Okay. I got John to take the day off.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Johnny V?
Yeah.
That's big. Cool wind in my hair. When you say take the day off, you mean from like 3 p.m.
I know.
On,
I was
right?
thinking the same thing. But no, he's taking the whole day off.
Oh, you guys are going to have a big
when
day.
When I asked him, you know, I've been having these tickets for a while now. And I asked him a couple weeks ago. And he texted me back something. I'll think about it. Or something like that. And I go, that answer is not good enough.
Yeah.
I want to know right now.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm going to have to find someone else to go with.
Right. And he needs to put in for the day off.
Yeah.
Because you've been going to shows and you're not going with him.
No.
You've been going with girlfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or George.
Do you usually invite him first and he shuts you down?
That's a no.
Not really. I mean, because I know he doesn't want to go.
Oh.
The last show I think I went to with him because I knew he'd want to go was the Journey show we all went to.
Oh.
Because
that was a year and a half. That was 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
It's been
a while.
Because they're coming back to, this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday with Def Leppard, Foreigner. Yeah, so that was the last show I went with John.
Yeah, my kid was still a little, like she was on my shoulders.
That's right. Yeah.
For the Santana show.
Mm-hmm. So,
sister was just a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, sister wasn't happening yet.
But I figured John would really want to go to this one, so I hadn't asked any other girlfriend to go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad he's going.
Yeah, me too. The show starts at 5:30.
Ooh, that's great. You'll be out of there so early.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a big opening act or they're just going on early?
Zach Brown is opening, but I think, I don't know if it's because of AT&T has a noise
curfew.
Ordinance.
Mm.
Maybe that's why they're starting earlier. Maybe
you're going to stay in a hotel here in the city so you don't have to drive all the way home?
No. Home's not that far. And,
that's
you know,
true.
We have Ella and it's
not that
far away.
Thing. Right.
We would rather sleep in our beds.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Wake up and have your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Far
sing
away.
It. Oh, yeah. Oh. Were you saying I was making a John Sing Eagle song?
Well, he knows a few, but you kept yelling out names of ones that he's like, I'm going to have to learn these songs. Like,
well, the one, there's one that I have to believe John knows. I mean, it's the guitar lick that, what is that? Dirty?
Take a look at me. Peaceful, easy feeling?
No. The one with the guitar lick.
Yes,
what is that called?
Life in the Fast Lane.
So, Life in the Fast Lane. He knows
he's got to know that.
Did we do that?
What was that?
Did we do that on the boat?
I don't remember.
Might have done that.
Yeah, he's got to know this.
I'm sure. I don't think we did this one, but I
think we did it Saturday night on my other blurry weekend night of jamming.
That is sick.
I know. It's bad.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
She was a hot-headed man. He was brutally handsome. And she was terminally pretty.
I feel like I've heard this song through you guys only. I've never heard the actual track.
Really? Well, I think we definitely did it Saturday night.
Now it sounds familiar. I'm like, I only heard it from the Clark family.
He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. They said it was ruthless. They said he was rude. They had one thing in common. They were good in bed. She'd say, faster, faster. The lights are turning red. Life in the fast lane. Surely make you lose your mind.
Life in the fast lane.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you adding a little cowbell? Gotta have more cowbell.
That's Joe Walsh just killing it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like him. Hot for the
What's
day.
The other lick he does? Is it Funk 49 on his solo music?
Oh, my God.
That's another
I
one.
I love that one.
Joe Walsh is just doing...
That's one of my favorite all-time guitar licks. Funk, turn it up.
All up in my left ear. Oh, now it's on the right. What is going on?
Oh, yes. I know what you're doing. We got to learn this one. Let's got it. Wow. Oh, so good.
Oh, someone is reminding me 925, the Doobie Brothers will also be playing.
Oh,
so
with the
Zach
Eagles.
Brown, Doobie Brothers,
oh,
and
so
Eagles.
It's starting nice. Early, but it's ending late. I wonder what the time. I wonder what their curfew is. 10:30?
It can't be that early.
I want to say at the latest 11.
It's got to be more like 11.
Yeah.
It won't be
but
coming
last time
back.
I went to the to see Eagles, they gave that Joe Walsh played like three songs of his own.
Oh, that's
he's
great.
Got to.
That big old sign, Joe's cool.
Without love.
So fun.
Love.
510 says GM owned Saab and then discontinued the brand along with Geo and Pontiac in the bailout era, gas guzzler bailout with the banks. Volvo was sold to China, says 408. Sweden.
Pontiac. I guess I have heard that went away.
There's so many that are gone. Like my family owned two Oldsmobiles as I was growing up. And that's
yeah,
just
we
gone.
Had Oldsmobiles too. That's funny.
Saab went out of business during the Great Recession, and Sweden would not bail out their auto company.
Oh, that's too bad.
I would like to remind everyone. Quick reminder, the phrase that pays is steaming with annoyance.
Yes. Is that about to come up on the text?
No, I keep thinking of it. It makes me laugh so hard that someone nicked his little rearview mirror and he was steaming with annoyance.
Like he's a pressure cooker with that little spinny thing on top of it.
Can I add that I checked the Friday montage from last Friday,
yes.
And it was less than 3 minutes.
Oh,
burn!
Oh,
burn
oh,
texters.
No, 8 minutes.
Just wanted to follow. I mean,
knew
maybe
that was hyperbole.
Maybe burn on
it
you.
Could have been at one point, but
no, never.
Bravo, Sarah. His character should be unassailable. Perfectly said.
Thank you.
Thanks for speaking out, Sarah. Says 510.
Well, look, you know, if you agree with my politics, I'm sure you'll agree with me. And if you don't, you won't. So that's the way the country's going right now.
Mm-hmm.
We just cannot find common ground. But we talk about other things.
Well, the bummer isn't so much that we can't find common ground. It's that we can't seem to allow people to have different opinions.
Right.
That's the part that really seems sad.
Well, and, you know, everything feels so contentious these days. Like families split apart by this stuff. It's, you know, if you can't talk about it without getting all upset and screaming and assaulting people's character, then find other things to talk about. There are plenty of other things. We do have more in common than not. We're all human beings having the human experience, and yes, we disagree. If you can't get that through your head, talk about something else. That's the whole thing. You can never convince anybody. That, like, you can't change anybody's mind. You just can't do it. So don't even try. Just talk about something else. The weather, always a solid thing. It's easy, you know. A movie that you saw recently.
You know, I went to get my teeth cleaned at the dentist yesterday,
yes.
And the nice lady, the hygienist, the first thing she says, boy, the weather outside. And I go, You are not kidding. Yeah. It is gorgeous out there.
That is a fine small
And as I sat down, I thought, boy, she just has this nailed. Mm. Like just
says that to every client coming in, every
simple
patient.
Simple as could be. Whatever.
I just always feel so... Really, we're gonna talk. We're going there, huh?
No, yeah, we're not going there. I'm actually fine. Simple as could be.
I know.
Plus, his mouth's about
like...
to be cranked open. She can't ask a lot of questions, so she just says.
I go in with my headphones. I've got my music. I'm gonna play something obnoxious that you wouldn't like at all. What? What do you mean you feel so
rude? I feel rude when I put headphones on when someone's. So I just sit there. And they ask questions. I go, uh-huh. What annoys me is people who are like trying so hard to have a conversation. Like, so we got any vacation plans? I'm like, oh my God.
Do we have to talk?
Uh-huh. Do we have to talk?
Yeah.
We don't have to talk.
No, I see her do this. Her mouth moves, but in my headphones is a modern day warrior, mean, mean pride. That's the way you do it.
Then you take your headphones off. What'd you say?
What now?
The fire is so delightful.
But Vinny,
let it snow.
If I have headphones on, I can't hear their directions. If they turn this way or turn that way, or
pull me. Pull me. You need me over here? Pull me. I'm fine with it.
Tap the bottom. I'll close halfway. I know the drill.
Yeah, believe me. That makes that thing go by like that. Mm. It's so pleasant. And I am rocking out. Mm. You can't go wrong with Rush at the dentist.
Rush in general, you go wrong. Love him.
That's what I did yesterday.
Subdivisions.
Okay, this is
the... In the backs of cars. Be
we
cool
have just
or be
ruined this.
Out.
650 says we have just ruined this country's people, kids too.
Yeah, we suck.
School is hard, and subjects are there for a reason. Kids thinking they have a voice to protest public speaking. Oh.
This girl's going to have to get up and speak about it.
It's a well-known fact that if given a choice, the majority of people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy.
Yes. That's very funny.
541, which happens to be Eugene,
speaking.
Oregon. You're doing it now.
I'm not, though. I am in a room with you guys. That's it.
What happens
and
when these
individuals
kids...
out in the world, like we are, you people who are by themselves or maybe with one friend, it's standing up in front of a crowd and like, oh, and oh God, these shoes are bad. Everyone's looking at my shoes.
What happens when those kids go off to the real world and have to give presentations at work with no experience?
Yeah.
Are there lawnmower parents going to save them there too?
Yes. Honey, I put together a nice PowerPoint presentation for your presentation at work today. So let's just go through. Oh, you don't even want to go through. Okay, great. I'll just handle it.
415 says, in response to the conversation about lawnmower parents, they create kids that have no imagination. They don't know how to think on their own, which creates problems when these robots start working in the real world. It is incredibly difficult to manage them because mom and dad have done everything for them and they've never had to figure out how to do things on their own. Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Kids these days like their parents because there's no real discipline anymore. The kids run the household.
Right.
Or they like their parents because their parents are doing a good job. And, you know, you don't have to be a bad parent. You don't have to be a good parent.
You don't have to be an abusive parent to be a good parent.
There it is, everyone.
Right. I don't know what it means.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, lots of people like their parents, you know?
You don't have to be bad. You know.
You don't have to be a bad parent to be liked, or a good parent to be hated. I don't know what the hell you have to. I don't. You know, frankly, that you call me when you have this parenting thing figured out.
What time is it in China?
I think it's 18 hours ahead.
707 says, "Oh my God, my daughter hates presentations. She feels like she's going to puke. She gets the nervous poopies."
Oh.
I tell her she just has to put her big girl panties on and get it done. She always feels better after she does, especially if she's one of the first ones.
Oh, it's so great to just get it out of the way. Just get it over with. Then you can sit back, relax, and laugh at everybody else.
510 says, butt dust. LOL.
We never did hear from gastroenterologists, did we?
Because I was right.
No. It's not why.
I tell my kids that fear is where living starts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fear is a great motivator.
Fear also cripples people.
Yep.
A lot of people.
The only thing we have to fear.
And if we look deeply at some of the stuff that, you know, we do in life, you'll find where fear props up, we go left.
Mm.
And there's all kinds
I'm not
of
doing that.
Relationships we've walked away from or many things we decide
not
to face.
I mean, he had his heart squashed and now he's afraid to have that happen again. So he poops on everybody else's marriage and refuses to get involved with anyone.
That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that.
I meant that.
That's her. She said all that.
Everyone's marriage. Just the ones that aren't.
Game over, man.
Hey, did we get our winner, Hooman?
We sure did.
Oh, that must be why you're putting on your jacket and packing your stuff up.
Well, people are calling and texting in. Did Hooman, did we get a winner?
Henry. Henry won everything.
Oh, Henry, congratulations.
Henry from Haywood.
Hank.
I agree. I would pretend to be sick and make every excuse in the book so I didn't have to do a presentation. I thought of public speaking just made my anxiety spike, and I'm 30. Mm. By 30, you should have a handle on it. You should be able
to say, I mean,
can do this.
Some people really can do it, and they've gotten past it. But it is a thing. Every time you have to do it, it's nerve-wracking. Even just like introducing a band, I get really nervous.
650 says, I'm a teacher writing in. Language arts standards for California include listening, reading, writing, and speaking. Get over yourself, kid.
Yeah, kid. Well, too bad for you. Maybe your mommy can do your speech for you, huh? Start at that lawnmower. The funniest thing is, like, how many times it's been retweeted and everything. This little girl is going to wind up having to speak about why she doesn't like speaking in school.
Or not.
Yeah.
Plenty of change has come from one tweet.
There'll be no more talking.
I think we're caught up. Well, there's a lot more, but I don't have time.
Hey, before you go, I want to say that Scott's interviews, the full interviews will be up at RadioAlice.com in about 10 minutes or so.
Like little clips?
It'll be one long, about 12 minutes worth of stuff.
All right. Very nice. So RadioAlice.com, just search for Scott Caparo.
It'll be on the front page, yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Bryn. Well done. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yay. Hump day.
I know I'm happy.
I am
brother
too.
Tonight. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's been kind of a quick week. It's going by. It's supposed to heat up, too. It's supposed to get really warm for tomorrow and Friday.
There were some spoil alerts. I don't know. People were saying, I took it out on tax. I hope you didn't
for Big
see
Brother?
Any. Yeah. Did you see any?
I saw a couple.
Well,
I tried to take
not
some out.
Sharing them with me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the spoilers.
Yeah,
but,
you moved ahead in the game,
something. Well, the thing is, if you're watching the live feeds, you see all these competitions long before the results are known to the general public.
See. Okay.
So, please don't spoil that stuff for us, you little meanies.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? We spoil stuff for them all the time.
I suppose that is true.
Well, Hooman does.
Mostly Hooman. But we've all been guilty of it, that's for sure. I know I have. And you feel so bad. You're just like, oh, I'm so sorry, but deal with it. And then when it happens to you, you're like, I can't deal with it. I can't deal. All right, have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Alexa, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake up your device.
What are you doing?
Lexi's up next.
Lexi.
And there are more chances at Disneyland, and there are more chances to win Kelly Clarkson tickets.
Right.
So keep it here on the Alice all day long.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.